AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. According to a tally from Johns Hopkins University, the number of people who have died from the coronavirus has reached 600,000. President Biden has arrived in Geneva. The AP Sagar Magani reports he meets tomorrow with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
It's the final stop on the president's first overseas trip. After days of meetings with G7, NATO, and European Union allies, tomorrow is perhaps the main event. The president plans to confront Putin on everything from Moscow's cyber attacks to election interference, while also looking for areas of potential cooperation. Texas Congressman Michael McCaul, the House Foreign Affairs Committee's top Republican, says the president must stand strong.
I think he should say no more. We're not going to take this anymore.
And make clear the U.S. will hit back if Putin continues his attacks. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Following the January Capitol riot, Attorney General Merrick Garland says his office will be focusing on domestic extremism.
We are focused on violence, not on ideology.
The new strategy includes enhancing the government's analysis of domestic terrorism and improving the information that is shared between local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies. Police say a worker killed two people and wounded two more at a fire hydrant factory in Alabama before killing himself. Newly released emails show Donald Trump pressured the Justice Department in his last weeks as president to investigate unsubstantiated claims of election fraud. Trump's Attorney General William Barr was among those who said there was no evidence of fraud. Hundreds of Israeli ultra-nationalists paraded through East Jerusalem in a show of force that threatened to spark renewed violence just weeks after a war with Hamas militants in the Gaza Strip. Palestinians in Gaza responded by launching incendiary balloons. This is AP News. The economy emerges from lockdowns and wholesale prices hit a record high.
The Labor Department says wholesale prices have jumped 6.6% in the past year. That's the largest 12-month increase on records going back to 2010. In May, wholesale prices, driven by rising food costs, increased 0.8%. Core inflation is up 5.3% over the past year. That's the largest increase on records going back to 2014. Analysts say the big jump in wholesale prices, following the 5% gain in consumer prices that was announced last week, underscores the current upward movement in inflation. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Starting next week, Major League pitchers will be ejected and suspended for 10 games for using illegal foreign substances to doctor baseballs. This has been a year of pitchers with record numbers of strikeouts and lower batting averages. Ed Donahue, AP News.